Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Hello, hello. We are back after a cold winter hiatus. Here is Crescendo with your host, Jed, every Sunday 6 to 7 on CITR 101.9 from UBC's Point Grey campus of the unceded Musqueam People's Territory. We're going to have a great show for you today. Today we have a special guest, Empire, a great local rock band from the Vancouver area. You're going to meet them in just a few minutes. We're going to kick it off, get some tunes going right now. First off, this is a song by another great Vancouver act, the more alternative folk style act, Sam Tudor, with his Darkness song. Thank you very much for listening. This is CITR 101.9.
Darkness, darkness, follow them down the rabbit hole. Fill their mouths with precious jewels, fill their hands with coal. Give them nets and wires and gears underneath the stone. But darkness, darkness, keep them there, leaving me alone. Yeah, leaving me alone. keep your eyes so tightly shut. Don't look at who you meet. There's no time to draw your life. There's no time to grieve. But painter, painter, keep your tricks. Keep him up your sleeve. Yeah, keep him up your sleeve.
Da 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 da
All right, everybody, that right there was Oscar Peterson with Sunday. Also, again, I believe that was Ben Webster again playing the saxophone with him, as they always had some great jazz duets throughout their careers. Before that, that was Sam Tudor with the Darkness song. Definitely check out his SoundCloud, a great emerging alternative folk act. He's going to start doing more gigs and touring around the Vancouver area. Coming up for the next song of the hour for all you listeners out there, we're going to be spinning a new song by Elephant Stone, another great Canadian band, independent music, but still like really folky, but a lot of like more Indian kind of sounding tinges to it. Like you'll have some sitar, you'll have some tabla. They call themselves Hindi rock almost, and it really like merges the two genres really well. I've played a lot of them before, but I can't get enough of them. This one just came out last month. So this is Elephant Stone with Into the Great Wide Open. And sit tight, we're going to have our interview with Empire in just a minute, and they're going to play some tasty jams for you out there. Here, right here now, is Elephant Stone with Into the Great Wide Open. This is CITR 101.9. Hello, hello, we are back, and the moment you've all been waiting for, the key event of today. We are introducing Vancouver's own Empire. How are you doing, guys? Why don't you go around and introduce yourselves to the people out there?
Hello.
How's everyone doing?
Hey, guys.
What up?
My name is Jordan. I sing in Empire.
You go. I'm Brian. I play guitar and backing vocals in Empire.
Nice.
And my name's Jason, and I play bass guitar and backing vocals as well.
I'm Reg. I'm the drummer, and I also do backup vocals, and one of these days I'll probably do the kazoo.
Let's
see.
Working on up.
It's been amazing.
So to start off, just for any like band in general, before we get into like more of the styles that you guys grew up with, like how, like, you know, a lot of people usually aren't ambitious enough to try to do like the every single person singing together in harmony. Is that been something that you kind of were like worried about at first, or did it all kind of click really well at the beginning?
Just kind of naturally happened. Like we all sang growing up. We all know how to sing, and when we write songs, someone will start with something, and then someone will just start layering, and we think it sounds good, so we just layer and layer and forever.
Nice. Infinity layering.
Yeah.
So with that, like, again, going to the next thing, like, is, for the most part, did you guys start out with more of like a democratic process of songwriting from the beginning, or did one person kind of stand out as the lead songwriter and everybody kind of more followed, or what's your system usually with that?
Really flexible songwriting process, I'd say. Because a lot of time will just be someone starts with a riff, and then we all just kind of add to it in each way, and the songs really evolve over time, I find.
Yeah.
But I'd say, Jordy and I are probably the main songwriters.
Yeah. Brian's in there.
Yeah, I mean, Jordy, I think what our live act now, the majority of them are songs are like just skeletons that Jordy started off with, and then the whole band came in and sort of either finished them or really just they ended up morphing into something more than the original riff or melody.
Is it hot in here?
Yeah,
I think the song's kind of...
Am I making you that nervous already?
Yeah. Yeah, it was very overpowering.
We've never been on the air before.
Very overpowering.
Putting you in a hot seat.
Yeah.
I think it's the song's kind of like evolved a little bit more because, like, obviously, like, little changes on the lineup, and then we all kind of put our own little take on
it's
our
been
own
very different.
Like that.
Yeah.
But,
nice. That's good to hear.
We all have a pretty good understanding. Which is...
And a lot of the time, too, like, if someone's not digging a like one part of the song or one riff, we'll kind of just maybe step back from it for a little bit and try something else out. It's got to be everyone's got to really be into the song for us to fully flesh it out.
Yeah, most definitely. That's good too. Yeah, you can't just straight act something, but at the same time, it's got to like, you know, like talk it out and work it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. But also, like, again, like working all together, then I know that you guys have like a really like diverse musical like background then. And if you guys want to, like, tell the people out there, like person by person, like, how you guys started off and, like, got into music originally. If you want to start, like, Reg?
Let's do it.
Jeebus.
Jeebus.
Man, I went through my phases. Like, when I was a kid, I listened to hip-hop. I went into
rock. What's the first instrument you played, though?
The very first... Oh, seriously? You can go to hell.
Flute.
I played the flute.
And
I had...
What?
That's
Ron Burgundy.
And I... Wait a second. It got me... It's even better. I had asthma, so...
I was like, no.
You're like,
I eventually
you
got there.
Between notes.
Yeah, I almost died. Anyways, but yeah, it started with like, you know, typical, you know, like hip hop stuff.
Flirt.
And then a buddy of mine introduced me into Metallica, and I started getting into punk and then rock, and then eventually melded into metal and stuff like that. I listened to a lot of stuff, mainly heavier stuff myself.
Right.
I listened to like Foo Fighters, Meshuggah, like
nice.
Anywhere from
Alex on Fire.
I love extremes, right? So
yeah, we're definitely good. Reg and I are definitely the heavier end of the spectrum when it comes to backgrounds, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
I'm really disappointed that it doesn't sound like you're gonna integrate flute into that though. I wanna see that.
Hey, stay tuned, you'll never know.
Dude, I wanna see like a Jethro Tull like thing.
Oh,
like, bust it out.
Like, stop in the middle of a drum solo, just like pull out the flute.
Where do you get that? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be rad, dude.
Sounds
yeah, so then
we
my friend.
Well, I was going to say, too, Reg and I have been in a couple bands together, and we actually played, like, 5 years jazz band together at our high school as well. So definitely the funk is kind of a huge thing. We try to groove it up as much as we can.
Your typical rhythm section.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, try to keep things groovy. So.
Nice, man.
Yeah, definitely, like, I'm going to say this in... at the risk of sounding conceited, but I consider myself a disciple of like all genres, and I don't write off any particular genre right away, because there's certain songs from like country that I even like, you know what I mean? Like, as long as you can like really relate to it, then why not, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's all about just like what mood you're in and what you're into at the time. Like, there's not like, I don't think you should really limit yourself anyways. That's awesome,
yeah.
Though. Yeah, no, yourself, Matt?
I grew up listening mostly to like the Beatles kind of music. So a lot of like harmonies, a lot of just songwriting more than like, I guess there were, yeah, I don't know. I got more into like riffs and guitar playing after listening to the Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
And just obsessing over John Frusciante. Like, I'm still obsessing over him to this day. And then, I don't know. But I started off on the violin and like trumpet and stuff before I moved on to guitar.
Nice, man.
Yeah. So I have like an orchestral background. Lots of Mozart and Bach.
Really? Oh, man. Yeah. No, pretty much, that's what I've noticed about, too. Like, a lot of, like, any, like, musicians that I've spoken to as well, just, like, anybody who, like, has, is pretty, like, well-versed in it. It's like, oh, I have a jazz or classical background. It's, like, usually, like, standard.
Yeah.
With it. It's awesome. It must
really
like, a
meat
lot.
Meat and potatoes are there.
Dude, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're my friend?
Musical background. My parents stuck me in piano lessons, like Royal Conservatory, when I was a kid, and I hated it. I wanted to quit, but they forced me to do it. And so I got that classical background. I did, I think, probably 10 years of it, and I'm so happy today that they did that. You know,
yeah.
As a kid, you don't practicing scales and all that kind of stuff is just the last thing you want to be doing.
Music theory.
Yeah, even though I was into music, you don't want to be studying it. That takes the fun out of it, right?
Definitely.
But looking back, I'm so happy that they did that for me, because I kind of have that base. But from there I got into Jordy as well. Yeah, the Beatles was the first thing. All my dad's old records and that kind of stuff, and then it just sort of branched off into kind of everything and anything. Mostly.
What was your first CD? Do you remember your first CD? Remember CDs?
I do remember CDs, Jason. Yes.
I still
surprisingly.
I swear to God.
First CD. I think my first CD was that I owned. Actually, I stole it from Mike. What's the Story? Morning Glory by Oasis.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I stole Balance, but I stole the members from that was the first CD I ever.
Oh, that might have been actually. Oh God, that might have been
the
it.
Lion
actually.
The Lion King. The
nice.
Lion.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeez.
I start off with.
Oh yeah.
I think mine was like,
oh,
like a live concert of Green Day. That's where I started.
That was my first concert.
Oh yeah.
Actually.
I went
to. Like, that's
the
Green Day.
Yeah, that's the standard starter pack.
That was my first concert,
yeah.
And I got mugged on Hastings.
Oh, first time you've been mugged?
Yeah.
Won't
so
be the
like,
last.
He was like, he had this like this jumpsuit on. He had like this fanny pack. I got a gun in my fanny pack, and I'll shoot you if you don't give me your money. I'm like, all I have is $5. And he's
the
like,
Green Day crowd is rough.
Yeah, no man.
Was that was a Beanie Form?
Yeah.
That's a crazy venue.
In the dark, you know.
Dude,
that's
actually
intense.
Crazy too, though. Yeah, like the first CD I remember getting was like American Idiot. Like that was like 7 or 8. I was like, this is the cool kid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pump, pump forever. But yeah.
We witnessed it. Well,
one question I was wondering you guys about, like, because like the dynamic quality, if you guys aren't into film too much and like don't answer it, it's all good. But it's like, I've always thought like, if like the band has a really distinct sound, and if you then had to like write a soundtrack for like one director or one movie that you've seen, do you know what you guys would agree upon?
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
That's just one
of my favorite.
Collectively, yeah, that's probably pretty tough.
I think
we have pretty diverse tastes when it comes to that.
I like black and white foreign films.
There you go. Let's learn
another.
You're gonna
be writing that as a solo.
Silence.
It shows you guys playing in it, just you can't hear anything.
Yeah.
I can assume that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's our next music video. Just like no sound.
Hilarious.
It's really experimental. How experimental? Really experimental.
Just, you can hear it.
It switches to the black part where it says like the text. It just says music.
Music. I'd
really
love,
good.
I'm a big Wes Anderson fan,
oh, yeah.
So I'd love to write a soundtrack to one of his films. I don't know if
you see Grand Budapest.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Come on.
I really like the score on that.
Yeah.
That's good.
And, like, even, like...
Moonrise Kingdom is really good, too.
Yeah,
that's... Yeah, I'd like to do, like, a Bond film. Like, a Bond soundtrack would be sick.
That'd be cool.
We just got really ambitious all of a sudden.
So, yeah, all right, somebody calls Daniel Craig, somebody calls Wes Anderson. Let's make this happen.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'll meet somewhere in between.
Man, if I could do any, like, Marvel or, like, any, like, comic book movie, I'd definitely be down for that.
Dude.
Like, I don't know how it fit, but I don't give a crap. So, I just want to be involved.
Dude, a more funky Marvel soundtrack would be rad.
Ant-Man, who's
playing Ant-Man now?
Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
How's that gonna work?
I don't know.
Good talking with Empire. They're gonna be playing a song and two actually songs for us on today's show. You listen up. I'm gonna be spinning a couple more songs for you guys out there. Then you're gonna hear Empire. What songs are you guys gonna play? Just to give them a little taste.
We're going to start off with Nobody Knows I'm a Frog.
Nice. So I'm going to spin a Broken Social Scene track. Right after that, we're going straight into Nobody Knows I'm a Frog by Empire. This is live. Thanks very much for coming again, guys. It's awesome to have you.
Nice. Thanks.
Well, thank you again, listeners, for listening in. This is CITR 101.9. Woo, indeed. And this is your host, Jed, on Crescendo. Thanks, everybody. Alrighty, everybody, without further ado, here is Empire. Sounding good. That right there was Empire with, now what was the title for the people out there?
Nobody Knows I'm a Frog.
Nobody Knows I'm a Frog. It sounded tight, guys. That was awesome.
Thanks.
So don't you guys go anywhere. Empire's going to be right back in a few after we play a couple more tunes for you. They're going to be playing one more song for you. But as of now, to follow up that amazing performance and before that, the Broken Social Scene with their song World Sick. That's what just played before Empire's performance. We're going to now be spinning a Travis Bretzer tune called Promises. Thank you very much for listening, and thanks again so much, guys, for coming around. It sounded rad.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, dude. All righty, here's Travis Bretzer.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
All right, we are back here with Empire. Good friend Jordan, what did you want to share for the people out there?
Well, I wanted to say that we're going to be playing a gig on the 23rd in Jim's apartment, so you should be familiar with the music. Also, this next song is entitled Our upcoming EP we're recording right now. Shout out to Bartek, shout out to Gabriel, shout out to Cam, and a huge shout out to Mike Rodderson.
What was that date again? 23rd.
23rd
of this month.
That's the one.
Joe's apartment.
Yes.
The apartment of Joe's.
You know it, and I know it.
I like it.
We all know now. Joe's apartment, the 23rd. All right, everybody. So they're going to be performing their song Rain In as the encore performance you've all been waiting for. So without further ado, here's Empire once again. Once more, thank you again for the third time. Thank you very much for stopping by, guys.
Thanks, Jess. Of course, man. And as, of course, in that saying, you're welcome back anytime, ever have something to promote, ever want to pick, grin, do what you may do, play some music on the show, you're always welcome. Awesome. So hope to see you guys again. That right there was Empire. Make sure to go to their Joe's Apartment show on the 23rd. To wrap up the rest of the show's music, I'm just going to be firing some stuff at you. So we're going to finish off with, well, first, going to backtrack there. The one what they I played before them was the Dum Dum Girls with Cult of Love. And now coming up now, this is going to be a Mobina Galore song called Bad Love Song. We're getting to the heavier side of the hour, finishing it up. So thank you very much for listening. This is your host, Jed, on CITR 101.9. Thank you guys for stopping by.
Thanks, man.
Stay classy, Vancouver. Oh.
Awesome. Here's Mobina Galore with Bad Love Song. Thank you, everybody. Satellite radio. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, that right there a couple songs ago is Mobina Galore with Bad Love Song. Definitely check them out. Just a duo, one girl from Winnipeg and one from the BC area. They kind of have more of like a poppy, punky kind of take on kind of like the Black Keys dynamic, but they really bring their own kind of feel to it, so it works out very well. Now, that one I just played for you was some early Incubus. Definitely check out some of their earlier 90s stuff, like a fantastic sound in its own way, like very like more funky, bridging the gap between funk and metal, and like we were talking about that actually with Empire as well, just how they like throw in some like more Eastern kind of vibes. You get some like kind of more melodic, harmonic minor like kind of feels to it. But to finish it off for today, it's getting really heavy. This, look up Tosin Abasi. This guy is not only a master of the guitar, he's a master of the 8-string guitar, and his band Animals as Leaders is the last band I'm going to be playing for you with this song, CAFO. Thank you very much for listening. It was a great show. I'm really glad everybody was listening, hearing in. Hope you have a fantastic week, and hope you enjoyed your holidays. This is CITR 101.9, your host of Crescendo, as always, Jed. Here's Animals as Leaders. Have a good one, everybody.